Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We want to hear about you being unhappy the way the proposal went down. You know, the way they chose to propose to you, maybe the setting or how you looked or whatnot. Give us a call, 877-971-HITS. This all inspired one of our listeners that tagged us on our Instagram video of her proposal that she wasn't very happy with. Listen to this, and we're about to talk to her.
Oh my God, what are you doing? I'm so scared. No, put that back. What are you doing? You better be hearing me. I look like s***. You couldn't wait till I had this.
Will you marry me?
Is that a yes?
Is that a yes?
Zero makeup, so just gotten out of the shower. She's like, no, put that thing away. 877-971-HITS, the time. You're just like, yeah, they could have done it differently. I appreciate you asking me, but come on. We're going to catch up with Janice right now from Sunland. Janice, good morning.
Good morning.
Janice, your man finally gets down on one knee and you say, those better be earrings, bitch. I look like put that thing away. You're like literally trying to stop him in your cute little Mickey Mouse pajamas.
I know. So thing is, my friend actually got a little too tipsy. I had my makeup done and everything, and he decides, even though things went south, he was going to do it the morning after I got out of the shower in my pajamas. And now I just have regrets because this is my video coming out and I have no makeup on and my hair is not done and I'm in mismatched pajamas.
Gosh. This is why nowadays sucks. Because back in the day, before social media, before everything, you did the proposal for the moment around your family and friends, not for the video going on Instagram where you have to be all glammed up and filtered out.
But here's the thing, it is about the moment, 100%, but I would have probably reacted the same way because you have this vision of how you want it to go and you just want to feel good and look good and you want it to just be that moment for you, and I totally feel like I would have reacted the same
exact
way.
Chelsea, after all these years of challenges in your dating life, you would still say no?
What if you love
the human being?
I feel like he wouldn't really know who I was if he felt like in my Mickey pajamas with wet hair from the coming out of the shower. Like, that's not, I would question things.
In my defense, we are happily married already. We got married in August.
Yep.
We are still surrounded by our friends, and we told our family afterwards, so I still have no regrets.
But hold on one second. He had planned on proposing the night before, right? But your drunk-ass friend made it all of a disaster, and so he couldn't do it?
Yeah, that's true.
This guy was, stressing for 20 hours. Like, he just wanted to get rid of it. I'm going to lose the ring. I'm going to do all this thing.
And listen, we talk about this off the air, too. For us dudes, man, when I proposed to my wife, honestly, with all due respect, like, I wasn't really thinking if she was going to be, like, hair date or whatnot. She was on a flight from Mexico visiting family on a layover in Dallas going back to San Francisco.
Yeah.
She probably wasn't looking the best, but to me, it was like, I was so excited. I was stressed about, like, all right, do I have the ring? All right, to say, how am I going to surprise her? I got the cupcakes. We don't think about, does she have a manicure? Is there a hair date? Because we're just like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to tell her.
Yeah. Brian, what do you think your girlfriend Jess would do? If you proposed to her when she came out of the shower with wet hair, do you think she would be okay with it?
You know what? She would be okay with anything that didn't involve other people around her.
Yeah.
So like, she does not want to be the center of attention. She would be mortified if any other human being was there.
Janice, how did your man react to when you were like, no, put that thing away. It better be rings. No. Like, you legit were telling him no. He's on a knee trying to give you the ring. And you're just, like, trying to run away from him.
Honestly, he knows how extra I am. So I don't think he was too surprised. And we've been together for so long, I'm pretty sure he knew I was going to say yes eventually, but I still had to have my little freak out moments. And the video is actually really 3 minutes long, so I actually mentioned a couple of times, oh my God, you couldn't wait till I had makeup on. And he even says, oh, you would have cried it all off. So I think that was a good favor. Yeah.
He knows you so well, Janice, except for the part of you being in mixed matched pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Janice, thank you so much for allowing us to share your video on our social media and have the world see you without makeup getting proposed to.
Oh my gosh, I'm cringing.
He's like, I didn't sign off on that part of it.
It's such a cute video, though, at the end of the day. It's adorable.
Wait, it's okay that we posted it, right?
Yeah, it's completely fine. I love it.
Oops, I hope so.
It is funny. Those better be earrings, bitch!
We threw on all kinds of filters, and you actually look great.
Thank you. I think it's blurred out enough, and the quality is
so sweet. Janice, we love you. Congratulations on your marriage, and thank you for sharing this hilarious proposal story.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. You got to see the video. It's up on our Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio. Phone lines are blowing up right now. Hilarious stories about times you were just unhappy with the way you were proposed. You're like, really? Really, you're going to do this way?
I mean, I think the one thing that's hard about it is that guys, when we get so stressed out about it, like, we're not really capable of thinking, like, we go too creative or we don't go creative enough. Or we're just, like, panicking about it for so long that we just, like, snap and do it. Like, this text right here from the 323 from Denise. I got proposed to by a text message as I was coming out of class from my now fiancé, asked me to marry him. I thought he was joking, so I said no. He told me he wasn't joking, and I was still thinking, like, you could have waited till I got back from San Francisco where I was going to school. Like,
that's hilarious.
Well, this dude just like, you know, he'd been thinking about it for so long. He's just like, ah, whatever, man. And you better send a gif if you can.
Or like an emoji. Exactly. Like the ring emoji.
Just pray hands, please. Yeah. Please.
That was a ring and still is a ring.
Yeah. Oh,
just
man.
Just emoji
so
ring.
Sad. Mm-hmm.
Not a good look. 877-971 hits. Stephanie from Santa Ana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why were you unhappy with the way you were proposed to? What happened?
Oh my God. Okay, so I had just gone off work and, well, he was my boyfriend / baby daddy at the time, and he was like, please don't drink early, like, take it easy, you know, try not to get too drunk. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. You know, it's New Year's Eve, of course I'm going to start drinking early, you know? And so I'm pretty hammered already, and it's like really early. It's like maybe like 9:30 at night, you know?
Yeah.
He starts gathering all my family and I'm like really drunk and I'm like, what's going on? Like, why is everybody like gathering, you know? Like, I'm over here emotional already. Like I said, I was already drunk and I was already emotional because, you know, it was just like, where's my brother? Looking for my brother because I was so drunk. So he's like talking and I'm trying to concentrate on what he's saying, what's going on. And then he gets down on one knee and I was like, oh my God, like he's really proposing right now. Like, oh my God, I'm so drunk. Everybody's like looking at me. And then I just start bawling, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he doesn't even have the ring facing forward. Like, it's backwards. And then he finally puts the ring on, and it doesn't even fit. And I was like, what? Why doesn't it fit? Towards the end, he's like, I'm sorry, I had to use my sister's ring. Like,
what?
Yours didn't come on time. Yeah, he had to use his sister's engagement ring.
Yeah, I had to use my sister's ring.
So you had a loner on your finger you had to give back?
Yeah, and it didn't fit. I was like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. Like, not only am I like drunk, like,
I think he was drunk.
It's not even the right finger size. Like, it was horrible. And then the next morning, I was like, what happened? Like,
I'm literally speechless right now.
Yeah, I didn't even want to show my finger. Like,
Stephanie, that is an epic story. You have every right to be a little unhappy. But you know what? Are you guys still together?
We're happily married. We'll be married 4 years next year.
That's the long-term goal, right? That's what it's about.
Yeah, Stephanie, thank you for sharing your story. Love you, girl. Have a great day. Jennifer from Monrovia, good morning.
Good morning.
Jennifer, break it down. Why were you unhappy with the way you were proposed to?
So my husband and I were going to school at the time, and we were driving to school, and we lived in the Bay Area, so Highway 4 traffic, you know, no bueno.
Crazy, yeah.
So I was taking a nap, like, before we got to school, and he flipped the ring on my finger, and he slams on the brake and screams, oh, my God. And I wake up in a panic thinking we got into an accident.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And he's like, will you marry me?
Oh, and my gosh.
You're like, yeah, if I didn't have a heart attack just now. Like,
sorry,
give me a minute.
I crapped myself.
Yeah.
And Jennifer, you already had the ring on you? He put it on while you were sleeping?
Yeah, I was out. Like, We were working three jobs going to school. So I hated it at first, but now I look back and I have the most unique proposal. I don't have the typical restaurant, all that stuff. So I am thankful now. We've been together for 5 years, married for 5 years, but been together for 8 years. So.
Awesome. Jennifer, congratulations. I'm glad that things have worked out for you guys.
Yes, thankfully that wasn't the end of it.
Yes, exactly, right? Love you, Jennifer. Have a great week.
All right, you too.
Brian, what's coming through on the text, man?
We got one from the 949 that says, my husband involved my family and my little niece. She ran ahead of him and threw the ring in my face versus holding it out on the in the ring box that she was supposed to while he was on one knee. Then my sister forgot to hit record on the video, so we don't have a video of it anyway, which is exactly how that whole situation would go when you involve children. And then from the 714, this is my favorite because I could see myself doing this at some point in time in my life. From the 714, we did a cartoon sketch artist on the boardwalk in Venice.
Okay.
The guy was sketching me the whole time I was sitting there. And then when he showed me the sketch, the picture also had my fiance on one knee holding a ring box out. And I turned around. He was on one knee. It was so mortifying in public. Everyone was gathered around. And the worst part is the cartoon sucked. I had a giant chest and a big butt, big old eyeballs. I hate it.
Those cartoons are never. They never look good.
That's ballsy.
Yeah.
She had to double check. You're like, wait, is that me getting proposed to? It doesn't look like me. Let's just want to confirm. You didn't trade me for another girl with a big old boobs.
You want upgrades? What's going on right now?
Chelsea, do you just want to get it out there right now? Because I believe the one is listening.
Uh-huh.
And you want to just throw out already.
Design your proposal?
Yeah. Like, what's a must in your proposal? Or like, definitely don't do this.
Oh, gosh. This is a lot of pressure, Edgar.
Listen,
you know,
we got 30 seconds, so
put
a little more pressure.
All right, I feel like I would want my family and friends to be there.
Okay.
I feel like I'd want to not be in my pajamas, and I don't have to look like all done up, like red carpet ready, but I mean, to like feel presentable and feel good, have a cute outfit on maybe, makeup did, and, you know, maybe a flash mob. I'm just kidding. It doesn't have to be a flash mob.
She's not kidding.
No, but I something creative and that comes from the heart and that has meaning behind our relationship and what it means to them.
See, it's not that difficult.
No.
The one listening right now, that's all you gotta do.
You should put that exact description in your dating app bio.
Oh god, that would really scare some people away.
You're gonna crush it.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.